Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, how successful was Trump's trade deal? Trump's trade negotiations with the EU. Now, as I set this up, keep in mind, we're supposed to be in a full-on trade war right now, suffering the brutal effects of inflation and have had the worst month for the stock market since the Great Depression. That's mainstream media experts. That's what they said, all of them. And no, condescension, no, dissent, I should say, tolerated. That was it. That was how it was going to go. Nobody else allowed to say anything else, not even on Fox Business. It couldn't end any other way. Nope. They knew. The experts knew. They're always right, of course. This would be a disaster. We have to maintain the status quo. There's no other choice. Think about how ubiquitous that was on Liberation Day when Trump announced his tariffs. Everywhere. What a disaster it would be. We could not change the status quo. It was too risky. We must continue getting our rear end stomped by every country on earth because we must. And what you were hearing there is the status quo, the smart thinking in Washington, D.C. for every year of my life. And anyone who said anything else was stupid. They did not even qualify to be heard in the mainstream media. And that stretches from Fox Business all the way to CNBC and CNN Business. Quite unthinkable. Wall Street Journal, so smart. They knew best. They knew best. Guess they didn't. Listen to how the French prime minister describes this trade deal that Trump got. Lee, did you see this?
No, you're talking about Macron? That would be president.
Right. No, he's the
prime minister. Yeah,
right, no, the prime minister.
I did not see that.
Describe the trade deal with the EU as so triumphant, it was an act of submission by Europe to America.
Well, the French know a lot about submission, so anyway.
Yeah. By the way, he wasn't happy about it. Quote, "It is a dark day when an alliance of free people united to affirm their values and defend their interests resolves to submission." So I'd say those negotiations went pretty well when the other party calls it an act of submission. And I'd just love to know, Cheryl Cassoni. I mean, this woman was like, it was like a funeral. And she's, the most probably right-leaning economic commentator on business news in this country. We, you know what? We need to make business news great again because and I say this all the time, tongue in cheek, but I mean it when I'm talking about common sense retirement planning. In all seriousness, if you walk into that office, okay, and your retirement planner has that TV in the corner and it's on CNN Business, I'm literally not joking. Ask for your file and leave tire marks in the parking lot as you go. They don't get it. They haven't noticed the, you know, the pattern that, you know, I mean, look, we're having an experts crisis in this country. National disasters, what? Stock market plunges, health emergencies. Have you ever noticed there's like always an expert on standby to tell us what's happening?
Oh, yeah.
And they're always wrong. Always wrong. When we're talking mainstream media or even mainstream business media. Always wrong. Let's go see how this is being covered, I don't know, in Australia. Here's Josh Hammer. He is the senior editor at Newsweek. He's being interviewed on Sky News.
You know, Rita, Donald Trump is the only man that I've ever seen who flies over to Scotland, the home of golf, to play some rounds of golf with his family to usher in a new Trump-affiliated golf course redesign. And he comes home bagging one of the greatest, most historic trade deals in the history of modern commerce. I mean, this is truly historic stuff. And, you know, whether it's really getting the better of Ursula von der Leyen and the European Union bureaucrats, whether it's the massive, massive trade deal that the United States just reached with Japan about a week and a half ago, we had to deal with the Philippines in the interim. That kind of flew under the radar. By the way, holding trade aside just for a second there, he also reached a ceasefire deal between Thailand and Cambodia. I mean, this is just like, it's just a rapid fire, win after win after win. I mean, I have never experienced, frankly, this much winning from a president in my life.
He can't even speak without stammering.
Yeah.
So, you know, like if I'm an editor on one of these business programs from CNN to CNBC, like I'm thinking I really gonna have to take an axe and start firing. I gotta get some more diversity of commentary because I'm just wrong. Just wrong. You know,
or
I mean,
at least be objective in your coverage.
Yes.
You know, and say, hey, you know, many experts say this could happen. The Trump administration thinks that this is gonna happen. We're gonna have to wait and see, not just, you know, call it over and, you know, last one out, turn off the lights.
And there was a lot of evidence out there that trade was incredibly imbalanced in the world, but nobody had ever asked for it to change. Nobody knew what would happen if we just, you know, asked for it to change. And it turns out we've had an incredible amount of power all this time. We didn't need to get ripped off. It was necessary. And Leah, I mean, one of the things that Bobby Mack and I did that I am most proud of is that we spent months trying to save this country from, you know, trade because the vote was so close. Remember on the TIP and the TPA?
Oh, yeah.
And these buffoons under Barack Obama, yes, but it included Trey Gowdy, Tim Scott, who still hasn't come on this show since that era, who were working hard to make sure all trade decisions and authority, which you see Donald Trump wielding right now, were given to a group of unelected bureaucrats, one each from Australia, Brazil, New Zealand, and get this, Mexico. There were a couple others I'm blanking on right now. I look it up. And they were going to set all of our trade rules. So this was not only going to be removed from Congress and the president, it was going to be given to unelected bureaucrats. They would set all trade rules, all trade policy, and our immigration policy from Australia. It almost passed. And Bobby Mack and I, we agreed it was the single greatest existential threat to the United States of America at the time, because we hadn't seen Joe Biden open a border yet, right? I mean,
there was that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we fought every single day. Mick Mulvaney at the time from South Carolina was a Congress member. He was whipping the votes for this. So we whipped him every single day. We just beat down, beat down, beat down, beat down. We did it on purpose. We coordinated it. And we, you know, had, it was probably our greatest success with the text line. And we made him flip his vote. And it came down to just a tiny handful of votes. Meanwhile, President Trump, who was running at the time, finally, he was on beatdown mode too. And he got Hillary to back off of it. And that cost a couple more votes and we won. And I still feel like Bobby Mack and I, and really not us, but this audience, saved the free world, you know, from that scourge. It would have turned us into the EU.
Yeah, I mean, it was a complete abdication
disaster.
Of sovereignty.
I'm still to this day not even sure if it was constitutional. I don't know how you could give our unelected authority, you know, give unelected bureaucrats our trade authority. But understand, had that passed, and it we missed, and for a while it was Ghana, and it was Paul Ryan and the Bush cabal finally getting to the erasure of U.S. borders, where our trade needs, trade wants, what the American people wanted, what our manufacturers wanted, what our business owners wanted, wouldn't matter if some liberal bureaucrat in Australia said they knew better. Yeah. And none of what you're watching right now would have been possible if the Bush cabal had won. And it was being whipped, remember, by Mitch McConnell in the Senate side and also Paul Ryan in the House side.
So
total destruction.
One interesting thing I'm just sitting here thinking about is that these very people that you were talking about who were pushing that, which was going to be an abdication of American sovereignty and allowing non-elected entities outside of this country to dictate trade policy and immigration policy, they're the very ones criticizing Donald Trump as the elected chief executive of this country negotiating trade policy.
Yeah. And, you know, that was the last time not only that Tim Scott would come on this show, it was the last time Trey Gowdy would come on the show. I had to call up his office. He called in. We got into a smackdown and we haven't spoken since. I was very nice to him. I don't think he appreciated me asking hard questions. Don't forget, he supported that. He was passionate that we were going to miss out on trade opportunities if we didn't subsume, if we didn't give away all trade authority to other countries, including, I mean, think about, can you imagine if Mexico, which is essentially run by the cartels, was making our trade rules instead of Donald Trump? That was the Trey Gowdy position. Total loss, total submission. For what reason? I don't know. And now you're watching this come full circle in the French Prime Minister admitting, yes, what Europe just completely submitted to Donald Trump. How'd he do it? He asked, you morons. God, I'm glad these people don't have power in Washington anymore. So glad they don't have power anymore. I hope they never have power again. Folks,
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Understand what you're watching and what we dodged. Remember the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement? I couldn't remember all 12 countries. But it was a trade agreement between us, Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, Vietnam. Total disaster. Basically gave trade authority away. The trade authority you're watching Trump wield right now. And it made us into a European Union-style bloc. It was the ultimate goal of the Bush globalist mentality that we would erase our borders and that we would subsume our national economic interests to whatever Brunei felt like doing that day. I'm sorry, not even Brunei, that's the worst part. An unelected bureaucrat from Brunei. You know, if you're having problems shipping your goods in and out of the country, you call your Congress member, he says, well, call Brunei, maybe you can reason with them. Abject, grinding stupidity. We ultimately defeated it, and this audience played a very key role in that. Flipping, the guy whipping it was Mick Mulvaney, and he had to flip his vote by the time you guys beat him down. Trey Gowdy supported it, Tim Scott supported it. It was just total economic destruction. Our founding fathers would have been like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, what we're watching right now would not be possible if that was in effect. Some of the provisions did end up going through. Congress put them through. You're watching Donald Trump flip that right now. These are all new trade deals. Advantage America. We never needed to let cartel-controlled Mexico make our foreign policy. We never needed to let Australia make our foreign policy. And the argument at the time is, oh, America will get left behind if we don't give up our trade authority and let others make decisions for us so that their manufacturers benefit because we're too rich anyway. That was the thought, the mentality in Washington. And now look where we are, where we could have always been. I mean, when you have the Prime Minister of France, folks, calling this trade deal total submission of the EU. Quote, the Trump trade deal with the EU was so triumphant for the United States, it was a total act of submission. Quote, it is a dark day, he said, when an alliance of free peoples united to affirm their values and defend their interests resolves to submission. And the irony of that, because that is exactly what Washington, the Bush cabal, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell tried to do with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which ran under various names, but TPP and TPPA. And now look at all of the people who tried to pass that. Trey Gowdy, Tim Scott, Lindsey Graham was on board. Total silence. You notice they're not saying much about these trade deals. They're not saying anything negative, but they're not saying much. Why? Because they come from that Bush fundraising base. They're not gonna. And so when the French Prime Minister says this represented total submission of Europe to Trump, understand that's the opposite of the goal. That is a total loss for the globalists. Absolute decimation. America's gonna triumph. That screws up everything. The idea was to mold and meld America, European style, into a big loser conglomerate of nations that would further economically crush us. And then it would be easier to rule internationally, which was the goal of the globalists, of the Bush globalist, which was the goal of Daddy Bush. He first announced it, by the way, the New World Order is what it was called, on 9/11, 1990. I know, weird he chose that date. probably coincidence, but it's weird. And it would have had that level of economic destruction long term. And folks, look, we see the EU right now, right? When we were debating all this, when it's 2007, 2008, 2009, we had GDPs almost identical. Us in the European Union, about $13 trillion. Today, they're at $19 trillion. Go look where we are. Go look where we are. We're just head and shoulders above Europe. And that would not have been, we're $27 trillion economy. I just had to look up what it is. Wait, no, wait, that was 23. I'm sorry, I should do 25. I have to look up what it is because it keeps growing. 29. We're at 29, they're at 19. That was the Trey Gowdy, Tim Scott, George Bush plan. And let's not forget, we had to defeat Republicans to get to where we are. Total submission, as admitted by the French foreign minister. I'm sorry, the French prime minister. Here's Howard Lutnick. Trump team helped negotiate this incredible plan with the EU.
Well, remember, the European Union is $20 trillion economy, 450 million people. Fact is, the European Union is the monster deal. President Trump did that deal yesterday. We were all together in Scotland. We got the deal done. So here's how it goes. The European Union is going to pay 15%, and they sell us $600 billion worth of goods. That's $90 billion for America. And they agreed for the first time ever to cut all their tariffs, cut their barriers, and let American businesses and farmers and ranchers and fishermen finally sell into the European Union. Massive market. This is huge for America.
Now, none of this would be happening, right? None of it. Because we wouldn't have the ability to negotiate that deal. Brunei wouldn't like it. Neither would Mexico. Maybe, if Australia objected, we just couldn't do it. That's how dumb that was. And folks, keep in mind, that open border that you saw Joe Biden do, Democrats and Joe Biden had to open that border because the cabal set up by the TPA, Trans-Pacific Partnership, they would have controlled our immigration policy too. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, they would have controlled. So the plan was they were going to open the border. And then Congress would be like, oh no, we have no control. Oh, I'm sorry. And then, so because all of that failed, then the Democrats had to do it. And you've seen the destruction of their party. So folks, the bullet we dodged came as close as the one that took off part of Trump's ear. So many of these bullets we've dodged in recent years. We are such a lucky, lucky.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature.
Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
People. Even ex-MSNBC host Chris Matthews admits the country is moving towards Trump. Refuting recent polls. Ex-MSNBC host Chris Matthews contends President Trump's winning over majority of Americans despite nationwide polls showing his cratering approval rating. A lot of those are fake. He did have a couple points taken off him. I think Rasmussen's right about this by the Epstein controversy. He did. Bounce back, though. Surprisingly quick. Why? Well, look, there's a lot of things about Trump Americans don't like. We're very, you know, right, moderate right people for the most part. But one thing that is unmistakable, and you watch Trump, you begin to see how everyone before him did not advocate for the American people, didn't do even a tiny bit of what it would take. You can see that in these trade deals. By the way, did you see what Donald Trump is kind of doing here? There's a very interesting thing going on. He announced yesterday, and I really thought with Europe that they would drop their trade barriers on us, and then we'd just drop ours on them, and we'd go 0-0. That's not what happened. They accepted a 15% tariff, and the explanation for that is because they still have some trade barriers in place that are sort of baked into their system that they can't remove very easily, like the VAT tax. And so, and provisions of it that would require, you know, individual countries to make legislative changes. So what they did overall was agree to the 15% tariff. Unbelievable that they would do that. And yet we aren't going to have a tariff going into there. And the idea was, well, we'll use tariffs as a tool to get to 0-0. Now it's looking like Trump's not going to do that.
The president is riding high from a deal with the European Union that imposes a 15% tariff on most European goods. The bloc, meantime, is opening their markets to American imports at 0% while pledging to buy $750 billion in American energy and investing $600 billion more in the U.S. through 2028. Here's what the president envisions for the rest of the world.
You said you were going to set essentially a tariff for the rest of the world.
For the world.
What percent will that tariff be?
I would say it'll be somewhere in the 15 to 20% range.
Okay. So what you're looking at here, this is essentially a sales tax. And this is ultimately the way I'd love to fund the federal budget, quite frankly, because it's actually equitable. It's actually fair. It's based on how much you spend, because we pay some of these tariffs. We do. They right now, the sellers from other countries are bearing the bulk of them. But we'll pay some too long term if they stay in place. And I'm actually fine with that if it replaces the federal income tax. Remember how our country ran until this past century. Till the 1900s, it was funded entirely by tariffs. There were a couple of the little sources of income, but it was funded entirely by tariffs. That is how the founders intended the country to be funded. And it's equitable. If you want to pay less in taxes, then buy less stuff. But you still have foreigners bearing the brunt of it, as Europe did. And folks, when you have the biggest, richest, most dynamic economy on earth, they will pay a 15% premium to access it. That protects American businesses. You're going to get, you know, gives them an upper hand. And it's the way the founders intended to run the country. It's the way they set it up. We added the income tax. Beginning of the last century, which was very stupid. And when you look at what Trump is doing here, what started with Bill Clinton and really George W. Bush, and this has been the cancer, this has been an absolute disaster. This idea, we will let Democrat voters out of paying income taxes. Until just about the bottom 50% does not pay income taxes. And that is why we have an out of control spending problem. Because for about half the country, they just don't care. They're not paying the bills. In fact, most of them are getting transfer payments. They're called tax credits. So tax time's like Christmas for half the country. That's when the money is transferred from those of us who work to those of us who kind of work. You got, you know, three kids, you need diapers, you get a big fat transfer payment. And folks, we've been sending these to illegal immigrants. That's how they're surviving here. We got to get rid of that. And that is why the spending got out of control is people demanded it because, wow, more money for me. Tax time's Christmas. And so with Trump, with what he's doing, when you let 50% out of the tax bill, you got to find a way to take it back out of their pockets. This does that. So, like I said, I wish we could cut taxes more, but and we definitely need to cut spending. Spending's a disaster. We're going to get into some of that later on in the show. Donald Trump actually has got a pretty good rescission plan for beginning to cut down what is spent in the budget. So, folks, do you see the mass shooting that happened in New York overnight? Yeah, well, very quickly, the video emerged of the guy going into the building, looking like, by the way, he has not a care in the world. He is just out for a stroll. And you could clearly see one thing about him. I mean, you didn't know anything else, but you could see one thing about him pretty clearly looking at him. He wasn't white. Here's CNN's coverage.
There were a few things that really stood out there. Among them that they do know what he looks like. Sunglasses, mustache, male, possibly white. And that they were already able to identify various parts of the building where they think he is right now from 911 calls and also possibly...
Yesterday, possibly white trended over and over and over. Folks, they haven't figured it out yet, have they? The world they used to inhabit where you paint every shooter as a white right-wing shooter and then the FBI just, you know, has an office inside Twitter and they tamp down any other conversation that might go on like the truth. They have not figured out that world is over. I mean, the picture of the shooter started trending on X before it hit CNN. We knew he wasn't possibly white, even from a distance. It didn't matter. Why? Because the CNN has to get in that initial hit, white, Trump supporting, white, male. Folks, every one of these shooters is a liberal whack job male. This one will be too. And we end up getting the proof of it. Sometimes it takes a couple of weeks. And then they, you know, and around the time the proof comes out, they stop lying. And like the guy in Minnesota, what were we told? Oh, he's a right winger. He's pro-life, loves Trump. Oh, yeah, he killed these Democrats, because including the speaker of their legislature, because Trump, white. Yeah, then we get his manifesto. He says he killed them and intended to kill the Democrat senators of that state to make way for Tim Walz, the governor, to be a senator who he believed he was working with. He also said he was government trained. In other words, his plan was to advance the Democrat Party. You think the mainstream media followed up with that? No. And so their sheeples still think we are living it through a right-wing, white shooting, situation. We haven't had a right-wing shooter in a very long time. No one watching the mainstream media knows that. Well, the crazed 27-year-old gun-wielding maniac, identified by sources as Shane Tamura, targeted the office building he did because it houses Blackstone and also NFL headquarters. Requested in his writings, he said he had traumatic brain injury from playing football. And he asked that his brain be examined after the incident. He obviously intended to die. Take, I guess, others with him. Yeah. Turned the gun on himself on the 33rd floor after the taking the lives of others, including a police officer whose wife is pregnant with their third child. In the note he left behind, it's several pages long, Tamura blamed football for his apparent struggle with neurodegenerative disease, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. So he had brain degeneration. And Tamura fatally shot himself in the chest and again also asked that his brain be studied in the note. Blame the NFL for the entire incident. Kind of a different twist on these shootings. Wow. I don't know why they have to take people with them. I don't know. All right, let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, hey, Tira, that transfer payment is called the Earned Income Tax Credit, tax welfare with the child tax credit. The peak low income amount is in the $20,000. And three kids, a single mom can walk off with $8,000 to $10,000 refund. I'm a 40-year-old tax preparer. Wait, hold on. The peak income amount is $20,000. Okay, so you're saying, I'm curious what the top is. So single mom, three kids, you're saying what? Max $10,000 transfer payment? And she doesn't pay any taxes. This is what's killing us. And it started with Bill Clinton. He did a little, George Bush let a lot more people off the hook from paying taxes. And to be fair, Trump bumped it up as well in his tax package. So this whole idea that nobody but people in the upper middle class and above pay taxes in America and somehow we're going to pay our bills, it's killing us. It's bankrupting us. And yet they continue to pay taxes as if the bottom half of Americans are paying taxes. They're just simply not. Thank you for that text. 800-905-0989. Okay. Meanwhile, everybody's jumping in to challenge Lindsey Graham, and he loves it. In an interview with NBC News, Paul Danz, he oversaw Project 2025, said the primary here in South Carolina against Senator Graham is going to be a battle for the future of MAGA. Yeah, well, when you got as many people running against Lindsey Graham as you do, everyone that successfully gets in makes it easier for him to win. So I don't know how you do that if you're getting into the race. We need one really big, good, strong candidate in that race against Lindsey Graham. And we need everybody else to drop out. And that's not going to happen. And Graham loves this. He does. Danz is about to get a nasty surprise, too, about how primaries in the state work. The entire Republican leadership structure from bottom to top is built to keep Lindsey Graham in office by facilitating voting by Democrats in our primaries, which you can do. There's no party registration. So, and that's why we keep it that way. Lindsey Graham's kind of the Don, the Dean, whatever you want to call him, of South Carolina. Controls that structure from top to bottom, and it's built to elect him, and that's not going to change till we get around him somehow. And with Trump's endorsement, we're not getting around Lindsey Graham this time. I mean, I hate to say, I wish we could, but Trump's pretty much sealed our fate. And let me tell you what, Lindsey Graham gets this primary win, he's going to go back to undermining Trump. I mean, openly, instead of behind his back like he does now. By the way, if you're wondering why did Trump endorse him, they actually had it in the Hill last week. Trump traded his endorsement for Lindsey's vote to approve Kennedy as Health and Human Services Secretary.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.